Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three. You dial in. You bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Mark, you've been hanging on to an email for a while here, and now is as good a time as any to get to it. It's about conspiracies.
Yeah, it's actually pretty well thought out email from a fella here, and I thought it was worth reading. And it's conspiracies sort of email, but let's go on. So it's from Peter, and he says, "Please share my comments with Ian or anyone else you think might be amused or intrigued. I'm shooting this email off in a fit of frustration and very quickly, so please understand if I'm not perfectly cogent. I love your show and listen nearly daily, but it reminds me of when I used to listen to the anti-war radio and the wonderful Scott Horton. I used to say because I don't do it any longer. It's sad because as in the case with your show, I agreed with roughly 95% of what Scott was discussing. Unfortunately, his attitude towards the events of 9/11 were so backwards and off base that I sent him an email for the first and only time. I wrote that I wouldn't be able to continue listening in good conscience unless he began to shed a little bit of his arrogant attitude towards those in pursuit of the truth surrounding events of 9/11. His reply was, "See ya," if I recall.
Good for him.
And there you have it. Now, this guy's, you know, being very good about this email, in this email, and he's sort of taking a wry look at himself while he, you know, mm-hmm. talks about what he believes in. And I think that's a great place to be coming from and a great way to talk to people. You know, whereas when somebody gets an email, you know, when a show host gets an email where it says, "I'm not going to listen anymore unless blah, blah, blah."
Okay. Adios.
Like, that's all, right, what do you say? You say the same thing. I sort of feel the same way. Like, I can't change my opinion.
There are plenty of shows
out
there.
Opinion.
Right, there are plenty of shows out there that are going to pander to your opinion
right.
and make you feel good.
And that's really how I feel on this subject in general. Is Free Talk Live provides a service, and that service is talking about, you know, liberty and a very
we provide an open phones panel discussion, so you can call about anything.
You can, however,
we won't always agree with you, though.
Right, and we do not claim that we're going to agree with you. And
what kind of a show would it be if we did?
Right, it'd be an open lines show where people can
call. That's a great call. Thank you so much. Next caller.
And it's just like that. So, we provide a show, and there are the shows out there that will talk about 9/11 for you.
Oh, are there?
What you have.
So, they'll talk about it for 3 hours straight.
Today, Tuesday.
Even though it's almost been 10 years.
3:10:09. I'm listening to your response to a gentleman calling in to discuss the Masons. Ian's first reply, comment, from both of you and Nick that followed were ugly and disrespectful. Now, also, that particular show, we were on location and mostly doing interview-type stuff.
Were we? Okay.
Yeah, that was at the Liberty Forum.
Gotcha.
So, but, you know, the Masons, this Mason thing, I mean, why does everybody want to go after the Masons? I just don't understand it. To me, they're a nice civic group.
No, the 10th was not the Liberty Forum. It was afterwards.
That was after it?
Yeah, it was a Tuesday.
Was I still there? Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm wrong then. Fine. I can admit that. The Masons, you know, they're just a civic group that helps people. I swear. I mean, they maybe have some secrets, but maybe I'm wrong. But that's what I believe. And to me, it's just going after a group. I mean, why not go after the Boy Scouts? Why not go after the Women's Auxiliary? Why go after the Masons? So anyway, now please allow me to explain why the group of you might benefit from exploring some of these conspiracy theories a bit further.
All right.
First, it does one no harm to delve into these subjects and absorb and dismiss the information presented. That is the most...
Well, it does do me harm because I've got other things I'd rather spend my time on.
Right, it does do me harm because I spend, believe it or not, Peter, all day doing handling advertising and sales for this show. So, therefore, my family is fed by doing that, and I just don't... Then my evening's caught up by this, and, you know, I am not interested in spending the little bit of free time that I get at post 10:30 digging into the evil ministrations of the Freemasons.
You know, I know he's going to go on. We'll get to it. But I have looked into some of this stuff in the past. I have looked at, you know, if you look at the dollar bill and you fold it the right way, there's the Twin Towers and you can see the airplane, or, you know, the pentagrams in Washington, D.C. You can spend all kinds of all the Illuminati. Illuminati symbolism and et cetera, that they've put into the Washington, D.C. I'm just giving you two examples of some of the crack pottery that goes on in the fringe conspiracy movement. And yes, I have looked into it, but it's never enough for these people. It's never enough that I have already spent some time looking at this nonsense, and I've written it off as nonsense. It's because I didn't dig deep enough. I didn't dig far enough. I didn't do enough research.
Right, because you don't agree. That's all.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's called disrespect when you don't agree. This is sort of where it often comes from. No, if you call in and you disrespect a group that to me doesn't deserve disrespecting, I'm going to disagree with you. And
you disrespect a group that doesn't deserve disrespecting. One more time.
If you disrespect a group that doesn't deserve disrespecting, whether that group is Fraternal Order of Odd Fellows or the Lions Club, you pick the group.
Yeah.
And if you
Moose Lodge,
if you say they're a bunch of bad people that are ruling the world and sacrificing babies to owl gods, I don't believe you, and I don't think it's okay that you just get on the air and say it. That's how I feel.
Right, and even if it's true that it may be true that some of the Masons are the power mongers in whatever the areas are that they live in, the influential people, many people in government may also be Masons. That may all be true, but it doesn't mean that everyone who's a Mason is a bad person. It's just like everybody that smokes pot doesn't go on to snort cocaine.
I know a pretty high-level Mason. He claims that that's not what it's what's going on there. I believe him.
And even if it's true that once you get up to the 33rd tier of masonry or whatever the highest tier is, that that's when they let you in on all the evil secrets, that what does that mean in reality? If that's even true, how does that affect what we're doing today? Should I go to the Masonic Temple building here where Cheshire TV is located in Keene, New Hampshire, and set the second story on fire? Is that going to stop the Masons? I mean, what is the suggestion that one does about this? Should I get out in Central Square and hold signs every Saturday, letting people know that the Masons are in control and they're the ones? What are the steps that one could take in reality to do something about this situation? And don't tell me, well, you could take DVDs and show them to your friends.
No, well here's
what they always say.
You can turn your nationally syndicated radio show into
a crackpot
yet
fest.
Another
fringe fest,
another pulpit for people that want to talk about, you know, this stuff. And
you mean I could turn myself into that? Because that's what they want, right?
Right. Thereby marginalizing the show and making it so that people that get to hear this 95% that Peter agrees with no longer get to hear it.
You're right.
This is, I say, the biggest problem with those who believe in liberty and those who believe in the fringe conspiracies is that no one listens to you once you start talking about the sleaze stacks bringing down the Trade Center towers and how whatever it is, whatever your crazy conspiracy-sounding thing is, that's when people stop listening.
Yeah, I watched Alex Jones's latest documentary that's out on YouTube. And
the Obama deception?
Yes, yes, very good. Some of my footage is in there. And even at the Dallas Fed, in the Fed protest, he mentions 9/11. I cut it out of my video in the editing because, I just didn't want to cover that subject. And it got a lot more views, I think, than some of his other ones related to the same subject. And that film did the same thing. It didn't really cover the 9/11 issue. It did talk about, Bilderberger Group and so forth, and I thought it did a great job of kind of really connecting the dots and doing some things. Where I disagree with Alex Jones is he wants to go after the people who are using the apparatus of government to enslave people. I want to go after the apparatus of government because he believes that cleaning up...
he's not striking the root.
Yeah, he's wanting to go after these people and thinking that, well, if we just get rid of them, if we can just, clean these people up and get them in jail, these are criminals, then it'll all be okay and this won't happen again. But I know better. I know that if you have this monopoly on force, that somebody's going to get in there and use it to their advantage, and it's just going to end up in the same place.
You know, I thought his last film was pretty good as well.
The Police State one?
What now?
With the Police State one?
There was a few Police State ones that he did. But anyway, I actually tried to get him as an interview for the show, and it kind of went nowhere. And I don't know if I was contacting the right person, but it seems like you know somebody.
I'll send him an email, yeah.
Let's see if we can get him on maybe when you're on the show. And because I think he does a great job of talking about the police state,
yes,
and he points out how corrupt everything is. But the problem is his solution. I think we should have him on to talk about solutions, and I'd really be interested in that. And plus, people have been asking forever for us to have Alex Jones on this show. More on the way. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
We have been warning you that many insurance companies will go bankrupt unless the government steps in to save them. The stock of almost every company has been falling, and some severely. If you have cash values in your life policies or annuities, you might cash them out and put the proceeds in gold and silver coins and shares. For those who have to have insurance, use pure insurance, term insurance, also known as mortgage insurance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It will cost $500 billion before the bailout is completed. They were insuring mortgage-backed securities and other debt against default. Taxpayers are already supplied $17 billion. There is no question AIG has become a bottomless pit, and it is illegal and unfair for American taxpayers to foot those bills. Essentially, AIG is holding the government at gunpoint. You either pay the bill or the system collapses.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
Well, we all know that email is not secure. In fact, the Bilderbergers could be reading your email right now. Unless you have privacyharbor.com. It's an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. You can sign up for a free account today at privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure. Privacyharbor.com.
800-259...
Certified Bilderberger free.
800-259-9231. All right, so you know what? I know this guy's got more he wants to say, and I do want to get to it, but I also want to get to this phone call here. David is on the line. Let's break down the email for a moment and talk to David in Colorado. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Did you mean Stephen in Colorado?
Well, Stephen in Colorado. There you are.
Hey. All right. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, Ian, Mark, and Sam, I just last night I caught only part of the show, and you were talking about the futility of internet evangelizing for liberty forums, chat rooms, etc. And you know, I used to do that kind of stuff, you know, many years ago. I decided to get recently, being bored or whatever, I decided to get some accounts on some various internet forums and start just trying to talk to people about liberty and show them the way it is.
If you're bored, then that's an easy way to suck up a lot of free time.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I tell you, I'd almost rather have a hemorrhoid than do that. I tell you, because it's so futile. It's if you want to go scream at a wall, you would get about as much success. And I shouldn't totally say that, because I did have a few people, you know, a lot of these internet forums have IM functions or PMs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I did get a lot of PMs of people saying, boy, wow, I never thought about it that way. You're right. But what's going to happen if you start doing this, just a warning to anybody who wants to try to do this, is that if you stay on it long enough, and if you get into a long enough conversation or argument or debate or whatever it is with somebody, you are going to end up basically rewriting the market for liberty, and because they're going to question this. Well,
yep.
How will it work? How will you make somebody go to an arbitration agency? Well, and then you start basically quoting or paraphrasing or rephrasing stuff from that book. So I just started posting that link, and pretty soon after a while, it just
it's really terrible. At some point, when they're engaged in this critical thinking and they're starting to ask these kind of questions, that's where I usually say, okay, this is really well detailed out, better than I could explain to you in this book. It's an audio book. It's free. If you want to read it, you can download the PDF, and here's where you get it. And I just send them there, and then come back to me with your questions, and let's continue the discussion.
Well, I can tell you, people are downloading this book. I was looking at the web stats recently, and it's because, I guess, of people like you going out there putting the link out in places. But the PDF version alone, not the audio book, because I've been having trouble getting my stats from Libsyn, but just the PDF, since that's hosted on my website, I can see how many people are downloading it. There have been over 1,500 downloads this year alone of that book.
Wow. So that's 500 a month.
Yeah. That's pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. That sure is. You know, I was also thinking of this idea. It's on a similar subject. I don't know if you have a slow night on the show. I know you guys are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I started listening years ago. And
it's Friday.
Is it Friday? You know, I guess that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I was wondering if maybe a week, like each Friday, when it's slow like this, instead of reading an email or whatever, I know it is the show about your calls, so-called, but maybe instead of reading an email or news articles, maybe you could just take that audiobook and talk about a chapter at a time. It would be sort of like a national, or I guess now international, book reading club, you know?
I don't think it's going to... from a radio listener perspective, it's just reading stuff is iffy. I don't like to do it. I only do it when I find something that's really outstanding. And
I think there's a lot of value in giving people practical examples that they can connect and identify with to show them, you know, here's how these principles can apply to this situation.
Also, I'm not saying The Market for Liberty isn't a great book. I haven't read it personally.
Yeah.
But there's a danger to using one thing as your Bible or your icon or your, you know, individual, is that people hold that one thing up, and then when something bad happens, what if the Tannehills turn out to be child pornographers?
I think they might be dead.
Sure, yeah, I think they are. I thought they just kind of disappeared.
They did. I think I've heard that one of them is for sure dead, and the other one has kind of just disappeared and is living somewhere in obscurity. I don't know for sure what the truth is, though.
Nice.
Well, just for the listenership, and then I'll go ahead and get off the air. The Market for Liberty on audiobook, and then also the Mises Institute. If they get on there, they can download for free an audio or PDF For a New Liberty by Murray Rothbard, and The Ethics of Liberty by also by Murray Rothbard.
It's one of the things that it's great about this movement is there are so many wonderful books that people can absorb, and a lot of them are available in free form, which I think is a really great way to get a message out there, is to just put it out there and then let people come back to you and say, I thought this was valuable. Here's some money.
We should pay to have it put in hotel rooms.
The Market for Liberty? Hey, Stephen, thanks for the call. I appreciate the suggestion.
All right.
You know, when I was programming the Liberty Radio Network, which is an online internet stream that we've got going on, libertyradionetwork.com, with a variety of different liberty-oriented shows. Somebody mentioned Scott Horton's anti-war show earlier. He's in there. Lou Rockwell's podcast is in there. There's a handful of shows, probably 8 or 9 shows, actually, that are in there running in a loop. I was thinking about, because I had a few different options, right? Well, what do we do? What do we run? Should I run audiobooks at night? I thought that might be an interesting addition to the stream, but I ended up deciding against it just because how many times can you repeat the same audiobook, and how many people can really stay tuned in for a lengthy period of time? Of course, you could read a you could put a chapter in there every single night, but are people going to listen every? It was confusing from a programming standpoint, and so I did decide against it. People that want to seek that out, it's there for them, right? I mean, the Market for Liberty is there.
It booked an add-on for it.
Book.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to it. And we talk about it enough, I think.
No, I meant an ad on the Liberty Radio Network. On your little,
that's not a bad idea.
Pirate thing there. You know, go to Liberty Radio or book.freetalklive.com to hear the Liberty Radio Network tease a little bit in the beginning.
Maybe somebody should make, you know, it would be nice. This is an idea. Somebody out there might want to make like a little repository of links to free liberty-oriented books on the internet. I mean, we've got a few links on our links page at freetalklive.com.
Not only that, somebody should go out and produce an ad for you so that you can get it done for links to liberty-oriented books. So, you know, that way is all you have to do is pop it in. You don't have to do the work of recording it.
I'd be willing to do something. I mean, I'd be willing to put that on the air if somebody had something like that.
Lots of folks that are, people have lots of good suggestions about what I should do for Liberty.
Yeah.
And that, I can't tell you, it's like taking the cat and rubbing him the wrong way.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. I'm doing all day, every day, I'm doing things for Liberty. If you've got some good ideas about what I can do for Liberty, tell you what. Go do them.
Do it. Yeah, get out there and get it done, because we only have so many hours in the day.
Right, and if you say to yourself, well, you've got a liberty-oriented radio show. Well, I didn't 5 or 6 years ago.
You could, too, if you wanted to put the time and effort into it.
Right. So, maybe you've got a really good idea. I'm not saying that, all of them should be turned away, but it just rankles me a little bit.
1-800-259-9231. Do you get more of that from people outside of New Hampshire or inside of New Hampshire?
I get it via emails.
From people presumably outside of New Hampshire.
That would be my presumption.
All right. 800-259-9231. Speaking of emails, we do have to get back to that one, finish that up, and also we'll take your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade. And right now, a 1-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95. That's right, a 1-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000. That's only 92 cents per person for each meal. And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks. YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K. No fillers, MSG, or GMOs. Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com. That's YourFoodStorage.com. Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, and Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Dan is on the line in New Jersey. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling about the Institute for Humane Studies seminars, which you guys advertise.
Yeah.
And I applied for one of these for the spring seminar and went earlier this week. And so I just wanted to call in and tell you guys about it, since they're, you know, they advertise with you. And also for anyone who might be a college student that has heard of this and they're not quite sure, I'll give kind of a personal account.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so basically what the seminars are for college students, or, you know, college-age students, people maybe who have recently graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And they have them for all different levels, you know, whether you're a new college student or maybe you're in graduate school. but the one I attended was the Liberty and Society seminar. And it was
where was
days. It was at Emory University in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
And it was 5 days, and it's totally paid for by the Institute for Humane Studies and their contributors. And the way it works is basically they bring in faculty that are associated there, professors. There were a couple of economics professors there, one philosophy professor, a policy analyst from the Cato Institute. And you start, the typical day starts at like 8 a.m. with breakfast, and all your meals are paid for. So you have breakfast, and then get right into your lectures. Each one's like about an hour and a half. And at the end of each lecture, you have like a discussion, and everyone there for the most part with this seminar was liberty leaning. The IHS uses the term classical liberal usually, but of course everyone doesn't use that term to self-identify.
Right.
But we the lectures were things like how to think like an economist, and we've had some things like a lecture on the harm principle, which is kind of like the non-aggression principle that libertarians are used to. And it was just a great week.
Where did they put you up? I mean, the lectures were happening on a college campus. Did you get like a dorm room or something?
Well, this one actually happened at the Emory Conference Center. And from my understanding, most of the time they are, you're housed in college dorms.
Mm-hmm.
We were at the Emory Inn, which was actually a really nice place. I'm told that it's like one of the nicest locations that they have these at. Most of the time it is. You're kind of in a college dorm setting. So so happens this location was a little more luxurious, I guess.
Oh, okay, great.
But
how was the food?
The food was excellent.
Great.
In our case, I know some of the other places they have these at, you kind of have college cafeteria food.
That's not bad. When I was in community college, the cafeteria food was pretty darn good, actually.
Yeah, Ian's standards are kind of funny.
It's so much better when it's paid for by someone else.
Well, wait a minute.
Ian loves that.
Wait a minute, Mark. Have you eaten at college cafeterias before?
I have eaten at college cafeterias before, and it beats prison by a long, long stretch.
I mean, it's not a five-star meal, but they do a decent job with this stuff. It's not like it's high school food or anything like that. It's not government school kind of food. It's I would say, pretty – you get a lot of choices, and the prices weren't bad either. But yours is free, so even better.
So what was the biggest thing that you took away from the seminars?
Really, you really get the opportunity to kind of have your ideas challenged. I mean, even though everyone there is kind of, sympathetic, even within the, libertarian movement or among people who love liberty, there's always finer points of contention, maybe little disagreements, and everyone really open-minded. It's really an environment that where open discussion and free thought is encouraged. And there were, a handful of anarchists or free marketeers or voluntarists, and then there were more of your minarchist-type libertarians. And everyone was, civil, and, it was just a really great environment.
So,
it's also good. The fact of the matter is we like to kind of really go at the statists, but the fact of the matter is there are a lot of statists who are really bright, articulate people. And if you go to something like this, you really get a chance to kind of explore your positions and your beliefs and get a stronger foundation for how to talk to people on the other side.
That's interesting. I thought I was under the impression that it was mostly liberty-minded people that had already kind of come around to that, but you're saying there are statists there that are attending these and expressing their ideas, and you guys are engaging in debate with the faculty watching, or can you talk about that more?
No, well, yeah, in this case, from my understanding, they do have some seminars that are really just kind of open for anyone, regardless of ideology, to kind of get a first taste of these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I went to, Liberty and Society, everyone there, with maybe just the exception of a couple, were already libertarian or very sympathetic to small government ideas.
Okay.
But the what I would say is that although the lectures also kind of reinforce the free market idea or the liberty idea, they're explored in such a way that we can kind of see the other side, and maybe our ideas are strengthened by kind of maybe some more scholarly type of arguments, or we would see how the other side might view our argument.
Yeah, that's what I like about calling into like the local Politico show Talkback, is I get to interact with the bureaucrats and sort of get a feel for where their mind's at and what some of their justifications are, and find kind of ways to persuade them and explain my perspective.
So what was your total outlay here? I mean, you live in New Jersey. You had to go down to Atlanta for this. So did you drive? Was it a plane ticket?
No, I flew out of the Philadelphia airport. So aside from my drive to the airport, I paid $150 for a round-trip ticket. When I was actually in Atlanta, there's one day when you have kind of a half day, and you get to go out and do what you want for the rest of the day. And, you know, I did. I went out and bought some meals outside of the ones served by the seminar, and you know, went out, had some drinks and stuff, and
so a few hundred bucks.
If I had wanted to hang out, you know, around my room, I could have done that as well.
Saved a little extra money. So you basically put out a few hundred bucks for a plane ticket and a couple of meals on your own, and maybe a few drinks, but for a whole week of interaction with other like-minded people and of learning, it seems like a hell of a deal. People can go to libertarianseminars.com if they are of college age. They can get involved in this. Sounds like a great opportunity. Okay, here's the question everybody wants to know the answer to, though.
Okay.
Were there women?
Yeah, there were.
Were they hot?
Some mighty attractive ones as well.
Nice.
There were definitely, I was surprised because, to be honest, you know, I kind of expected the stereotype. I mean, I've been to an LP convention
Sausage
before.
Fest. Sure.
And I expected there to be, you know, 90% male dominance.
What was the breakdown? What would you say?
I would say 60-40.
It's pretty good.
Wow.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's really great.
And not unattractive women.
Would you be willing to take a lie detector test?
I swear. And I'm sure there'll IHS, I think, puts up like a website of their each seminar.
Oh, so you can actually see the evidence. Oh, that's good. Well, how about this one? Were there any other Free Talk Live listeners there?
There was, actually.
Cool.
One guy there had just been out of the Army active duty for about 3 weeks, and he was there. And the week prior, he had been at Liberty Forum.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and actually, one great thing that came out of the trip, you know, kind of respecting the fact that it was their seminar, I wasn't evangelizing too much, but my roommate ended up the day after we left signing up for the Free State Project.
That's even better, man. Congratulations. Sounds like it was a real success for you, and I thank you for the call and sharing that with us. 800-259-9231. Get signed up for the summer sessions, libertarianseminars.com. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. It is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. financing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, they've got dozens of categories and even used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, I mean, they've already got some great new prices, but if you need to save a little bit more, go used. And Free Talk Live will still get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, we started this hour out with an email. It was from somebody who was, I guess, trying to relay his feelings about how we handle the conspiracy callers, the fringers that call in and try to recruit us into their movement, where they like the show generally, but they don't like the fact that we're skeptical when it comes to some of these conspiracy theories, or maybe even less than skeptical, maybe just blowing them off and basically saying, hey, it doesn't matter to us. Maybe it's true, all right, of the things that you say, but it doesn't affect what we're doing now to advance liberty in our lifetime.
You know, that's essentially where we come from.
So let's continue the
Peter goes on. More importantly, I very much recommend that you contemplate the following. Just by chance, at age 38, 2 years ago, I was suddenly convinced that something fishy was going on with regard to 9/11. I could have been any conspiracy. It could have been any conspiracy or alternative view. It doesn't matter. The effect on me was like a rebirth of sorts. That opened the door to a near flood of information that I previously thought was insignificant. Well, there's a lot of information out there on the internet that you may or that you can choose or not choose not to believe. So it's contrary information. You just sort of have to take what you believe and go with it, you know?
No, you have to spend hours sorting through all of it.
Yeah, and you'll still not know. Because
what I'm hearing him say there is that he came across this conspiracy theory, and it was like, you know, it washed over him. This realization came to him that he'd been, you know, misled or whatever, and that led him to X, Y, and Z and to where he is now. And that's great. If that was your path to where you are today, then, I mean, I can't deny that for you. And great. Whatever it took to get you to where you are, that's great. If where you are is in that is... If where you are is that you believe in liberty, great. Whatever the doors were for you, that's your business. But those aren't the doors that I want to present to people. That's not the message that I find persuasive. It's not the message that I want to share on my national radio show. Now, you can call in and talk about any crazy stuff that you want to on this show. But as far as bringing me on board with it, that's just not happening, because I've got enough concrete evidence that the government is evil that I don't have to speculate. I don't have to talk about backdoor secret meetings. I don't have to talk about all of the conspiracy stuff.
Everybody knows that the government's evil. That's why they say if you know a politician's lying by their lips moving, you really don't have to convince people.
No, but they may think the government is evil currently, but they think they can change it, right? They think they can change it to be
a
good government.
What other option is there in their mind? They've never considered it.
Well, that's what we give them on this show, alternative options. And I think that it's those presentations, concrete, realistic presentations of why government is bad and how we can solve those problems that can do that same thing. It can wash over people and the realization can come to them. Oh, my gosh, I've been wrong this whole time. I believed all of this stuff that the government told me. It turns out it wasn't true. And I think it's much more persuasive than having to get people to take essentially a leap of faith or go and spend 500 hours researching something.
Over the past 2 years, I've learned that many individuals that make up the so-called conspiracy enthusiasts or 9/11 truther group are, in fact, brilliant individuals with outstanding credentials and powers of deduction, even diligent in fact-checking. I've always prided myself on believing in nothing as the primary belief system to carry me through the journey of life, so I hope that others take that into account when assessing my level of kookiness. The bottom line that I hope to share with you is this. I admit that it's very difficult to cull through the droves of disinformation and mistaken beliefs to find the legitimate theories. However, I've learned that if you're patient, you will actually learn things as rare as can be learned.
What do I need to learn? What more do I need to know about the state? Why do I need to know who the Bilderbergers are and what it is they're doing behind the scenes, behind closed doors? Why does that have any effect on what it is that I'm trying to do now? And what I'm trying to do is help people understand what liberty is and why it's valuable to them and have them do something about it. And I don't mean print out a DVD or burn a bunch of DVDs and hand them out to people. I mean get off their butts, move to New Hampshire, and get active for freedom. That's what I'm trying to do. So how is any of this going to help me with that?
He goes on and says, I consider myself to be an expert in the events of 9/11, and if asked to make a large...
An expert means he's done more research than you, right?
Yeah, okay. I think that's what an expert is anyway. And if asked to make a large bet, I would bet that, one, almost nothing being shared in common truths about 9/11 is true. Two...
Including the conspiracy theories.
I'd say
those are relatively common.
As common truths.
Okay.
An Israeli secret exists, and one that would nearly shock Hunter S. Thompson. I don't know.
I'm out of the loop on this.
Right, I have no idea what the Israeli secret is. I mean, I guess that they, you know, that there's Zionists in charge and that they wanted to see a nation of Israel.
I don't know. Number three.
The secret society, sometimes referred to as the Illuminati or the New World Order, is actually the most powerful organization in hundreds of years.
So?
Psychopathy.
There are men with power out there, and they're willing to wield it over people. I don't care if they call themselves the Illuminati, the Masons, the Bilderbergers, or the Ronald McDonald fan club. I don't care what their name is.
And they're doing it through people's belief in government. That's what's important to me. That's what I care about.
Psychopathy is actually more serious condition than commonly thought.
Psychopathy. Okay.
Number five is a
gem. The condition of being a psychopath?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more serious than commonly.
Great.
Number five, the moon landing was faked.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure this one's getting smirks. Hey, do you think I enjoy putting this out there? It doesn't get me laid, I can tell you that.
Well, stop it then.
I love it. Hey, he does a great job with this email. The NWO, number six, the NWO is making huge strides toward achieving the depopulation
plan. So he's serious about this.
That I'm sure you've heard of. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Seven, AIDS is a biological weapon developed in the U.S., distributed in the U.S. and Africa under false pretenses. It's failing in the U.S. I mean, they're getting rid of it. Must be a crappy biological weapon. You don't think the Bilderbergers could have done a little better with all their trillions of dollars?
Yeah.
Cancer is communicable and curable.
Okay.
What?
People have been cured of cancer. I know
yeah,
that.
But my dad and my grandmother both died of it. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
A cure for AIDS does exist in the form of a single injection. It was known at the time that AIDS was developed.
This is all what he's researched. I mean, he's spent hundreds of hours researching this. These are his conclusions. Okay.
So those are his nine, the nine pillars.
Oh, it's over now. Thank God.
I'm going to stop there since I've got to shoot over to my dentist and have these temporary implants looked at. They're new, and I'm waiting to hear if you comment on air. And those that he's got implants.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe their teeth. Maybe they, you know, I don't know. Maybe he thinks they're something.
Radio
like
transmitters or something.
I haven't
like
any idea. I think that it's a great, great email. Then maybe I'll be inspired to actually share some of this juicy and freaking juicy information with you. I swear the data is there and verifiable, and I am able to have healthy, intelligent conversations about this information and views on both sides.
No, this isn't healthy. He already admitted he can't get women when he's talking about this stuff. I mean, it's okay if he's not interested in having women, okay. But you know, just as an example, had we been the show that he wants us to be, he wants us to be this conspiracy show, right? There'd be no way I would be with Julia right now because she would have never been interested in listening to that nonsense. I'm with Julia right now because the first time she listened to the show was when we were talking about that Utah rave that was out in the mountains of Utah that the police flew in with a helicopter and decked out in camo and automatic weapons and they came in there and they just absolutely terrorized these young people that were at that rave. And she is part of the rave scene pretty heavily at that time. She was following that particular story. We covered it on this show because we care about the plight of people that are doing things that we wouldn't necessarily be involved in. We care about the freedoms of individuals across the board, whether it's ravers or people that want to eat foie gras or trans fat or people that want to smoke marijuana or whatever, whether it's something that we've engaged in personally or not, we're concerned for their freedoms. It doesn't matter who the individual was that ordered the raid. What matters is that there were people that had their freedoms oppressed. And we were talking about that on our show in a way that showed that we cared about that situation. And as a result, she kept listening to this program, and now she's here in New Hampshire with us. I can't imagine what kind of crazy women would be attracted to Free Talk Live if we were talking about stuff like his email. So.
Paula.
Yeah.
Last line. Thanks for the great work you do, and I hope that some of that giant wall of smirk protecting you from the perception of the world is slowly falling away.
That's right, because we're just living in delusions, right? Here on Free Talk Live, living
Thank
in a delusional
email,
world.
Peter. I thought it was great.
All right, it's been Ian here with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark.
And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And in the meantime, between now and tomorrow night, we'll see you online at freetalklive.com. Join us for the live Saturday edition tomorrow night.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.